Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is hour number three, Bart Scott. And it's a Friday. We didn't even say it yet that it's an epic Friday, but it's hour number three and it's an epic Friday.
It's a
When you put all that together.
It's a Father's Day Friday.
Father's Day, epic Friday.
It's
hour number three. With all of that said, though, you put all that together. What does that mean?
It's the power hour, Han hour, birthday weekend hour, sour, never sour. Yeah. Silver Fox, a.k.a. Zaddy, this weekend, not only Father's Day, but birthday.
All
send your shout out, your well wishes when you call in and talk to the Silver Fox.
Keep trying to hide the silver, but more of it comes out.
It's fighting through it, baby. Unless you get that Ray Lewis Beijing number 20, but it's going to dye your scalp, too.
Can't do that. That's right. You can't hide it. It'd be too obvious.
It's going to dye your scalp.
Embrace the silver.
Yo, you're going to look like Jerome Bennis. Look like you got that shoe polish in the front of your head.
No, there's nothing worse than if you're in the summer and the humidity and you got like a little drip of sweat coming out of your scalp and it's got like it's colored. Like the drip of scalp is like a little tint to it.
Like you mean looking like Rudy Giuliani?
Like a brown.
Like Rudy Giuliani.
That's the moment, right? He had all these, like his sweat. Like, man, why does your sweat look like coffee?
You got a medium roast? He's over there sweating medium roast.
He
was sweating medium roast.
Medium roast.
Nobody came up there and helped him out either. That's how you know he had no friends.
That's how you knew that was a place divided.
Nobody wanted to say nothing.
I'm not giving him my pocket square. It's white. It's getting covered with all that stuff. I don't know what that stuff is he put in his head. Yeah, that's what you don't want. You don't want that.
Milk of magnesia.
So instead, you just, you know, you live with it. You go with it. You roll with it. And that's what we have to do, right? Yes. Well, happy Father's Day, of course, to all the dads out there. New dads, old dads, granddads, great-granddad, all of you, man. It is the best, Bart, it's the best job in the world.
Don't be no dog daddy and talk about, oh, I got a dog, man. That don't count.
Nah.
That don't count. Unless you got to pay tuition, you ain't no dad.
Well, but what if I bring him to a doggy academy?
If I'm bringing
him to a doggy academy, doesn't that technically make me a dad? Like I'm picking him up? I gotta go through the cones and pick him up?
Nah, not at all.
No.
Anytime you put them in the cage, you can't. Dads don't put their kids in the cage. Unless they're newborns and you put them in the crib. Your kid ever be looking at you like, really, bro? I'm a prisoner.
Remember Back to the Future when he sees his uncle as a baby and he's like, get used to those bars, kid.
This took a very dark turn.
I don't know where that went. You're right. I was just trying to wish all the dads a happy Father's Day. Have a great weekend. Don't do a damn thing. Right? What do you want to do? I want to do nothing.
You deflected, man. It's your birthday and Father's Day. On the same day. I mean that's Juneteenth. Bro, that's almost like Christmas, man. Like you should be your neighborhood's Messiah for the week. That's a double dose, son.
I want to be left alone. That's really all I want.
You know what you do?
Peace and quiet.
You know what you do? You make your son do everything.
Well,
not that. You tell your son go hang over your friend's house. I want all the kids out.
Out. No, that's 100%.
I'm walking around the house mystic, feeling the breeze. I ain't got nothing on.
Free balling.
That is definitely in the works at some point this weekend, at least hopefully. That's why everybody's just like, oh, we're going to come over. Like, I don't think you're going to. I think I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it. That's what I want to do. Some hockey on Saturday night, you know. There'll be nothing Sunday to do. Nothing.
Except listen to the baseball broadcast on ESPN Radio.
Well, it's because Renee will be producing Rennie? Rennie is producing all the baseball this weekend.
Don't call him Rennie.
If you hear any mistakes in the baseball game on ESPN Radio this weekend, you know who to blame.
Yeah. We said Rennie, not Remy. Like, that's a whole different, you know, thing.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
We
think
added
higher
an E
learn,
to his name.
Yeah, higher learning,
make it
all that
more
stuff.
Of a brand. I think Rene needs more of a brand, so that's what we're going to do.
It's kind of like when Steve Urkel becomes Steve Urkel.
Urkel.
I mean, that's his swag. That's his swag name.
Well,
AKA Lacto.
Getting back to the topics at hand, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Yes, absolutely, we are an effort Friday. You can tell. We want you to tune in to an American League Battle Sunday. Astros and the White Sox, and coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and 7 p.m. on ESPN. And Rene Canales, or how you say it is Canelo, right, Bart? That's what you say. You call him
Lacto
Rene
Canelo.
Rene Canelo will be producing.
It's Rene Lacto Canelo.
You just butcher. You just completely. We'll just make that my alter ego. Then
that's your alter ego. Yeah. That's what you are.
You're Rene Lacto Canelo.
Canelo. Canelo. But last night, the end of the NBA season saw the Golden State Warriors win their fourth championship in 8 years. 103-90 win over the Celtics. Steph Curry went for 34. He had 13 in the fourth quarter that locked it up. A huge third quarter really broke the game open for a minute. And Steph Curry gets his finals MVP, the elusive trophy that he adds now to what has been. I mean, his trophy case is just packed with a lot of hardware that has put him among the all-time greats. But as the season ends, what happens, Bart? We start looking for next year. So when we look to next year, we look to Vegas. Caesars Sportsbook, what are we feeling about what's to come?
Let's start with
the Knicks.
Can
the Golden State
Warriors first?
Well, think about it. Can the Golden State Warriors, because the core is very much intact. In fact, yeah. Klay Thompson can play better. Steph looks just as strong as ever.
And Wiseman's coming back.
And you've got a guy who didn't play at all this year in James Wiseman that they're very high on. And what you saw from Wiggins and what you saw from Poole. And Kuminga hardly played, and you like him. They love Moses Moody. They have got a group that they feel like might have a little run in him. Is this like Jordan's Bulls, where he won three, then went away, then comes back and wins another three with a different version of a roster with a couple of pieces that remain the same?
No,
obviously, Scotty.
No, Horace Grant.
Yeah, but they
left.
Had Scotty. They
left.
Got
Paxton left.
Yeah,
Greg Hodges left.
Kerr came in. They had Rodman. Like, so the question is like, can we see this again in the Golden State Warriors? Are they here to stay, I guess, is the question that we're asking. According to Caesars, they believe very much so. They are 5-1 the favorites to repeat as champion.
5-1?
5-1. They are the highest odds to win the championship, or the best odds, I should say. Number two, Bart. So there's two teams tied for the second best odds for next year's championship.
Well, we already know
at that 6-1. So who would they be?
It's probably going to be the Middleton-led.
That is incorrect.
Bucks.
Milwaukee is not. They're not in this grouping. Two teams.
The Clippers?
Nope.
Clippers should be there.
No, it's two teams that have the second best odds at 6-1.
Well, they love Brooklyn. They love
that's
Brooklyn.
That's one. That's one.
Brooklyn.
Who's the other?
Boston.
That's right. The Nets and Celtics are at 6-1 according to Caesars Sportsbook. After that is the aforementioned Bucks that you said, 15-2. Then you have the Suns and the Clippers at 8-1.
It's crazy how the Clippers.
Notice I have not mentioned LeBron and the Lakers yet. No, I'm serious.
That's what I'm saying. They wacky D. Like, nobody believe in them. Like,
I don't
believe
know if they're
in,
wacky
I,
D.
I believe in Denver before I – listen, they at best.
I wouldn't go fifth, wacky D when
okay,
it comes
they,
to them.
They the fifth best team in the West at best. Because let me tell you something. Looney's gone. They can't afford to pay Poole. They can't afford to pay Poole and Wiggins an upgrade because he showed how important he was. And then keep Looney. So that means I can see Looney being out there, and I can see Dallas going to get Looney. A big man that don't need the ball.
Dallas is definitely going to try to be as active as they can when it comes to that. But I'm trying to hit. All right, so I'm going to give you the list now.
Okay.
All right, because it does get very interesting where you have some of these other teams. Because we'll go with the notables now after this. The Miami Heat are at 14-1. The Sixers are 16-1. You mentioned the Mavericks with Luka. They are also 16-1. So are the Memphis Grizzlies, Ja Morant and company, who, you know, they gave the Warriors a bit of a run. Then when we get to the Lakers at 22-1. 22-1. Would you put money down on the Lakers at 22-1? That's not a bet. That's not bad.
Nah, man.
It would shock you if the Lakers won the championship next year.
Yes.
Really? It would shock you.
They have no depth.
22-1?
They have no depth. Yeah, I would.
How about this? Would you put money on Memphis at 16-1 or the Lakers at 20? If you had to put your money on somebody.
I'm going Memphis.
You would go Memphis over the Lakers.
Memphis with that bully ball, matchups, how they're able to play, and Ja Morant, if he stays healthy through the entire thing. Here's the thing that Memphis is thinking about. Memphis is like, hey, we got their best shot. It's kind of like when the Pistons, right before they beat the Boston Celtics, and they could feel them getting old. But here's the problem. Like, just like they say, okay, they're getting old, but Kuminga's getting more experience.
Oh, I know.
Moody's getting more experience. Right. Poole's getting more experience. So, like, I look forward to seeing, like, the big starting core four minutes start to drop and start seeing them.
Oh, have a second wave.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, have your kid, like the Rangers have the kid line. Yeah, right? The Rangers had the kid line have a kid
more
second
prominent
unit.
Role. More prominent
called the
role.
JV, and they come in and they can play bigger minutes. All right, where do you think then? If I'm going to tell you the Knicks, so if the Lakers are 22-1 odds, what do you think the Knicks odds? What would you give the Knicks odds?
The Knicks are right behind the Washington Generals, so they're probably Nick Friday.
So I'll give you this: the worst teams in the league that have the longest odds is the Thunder, the Rockets, the Kings, and the Magic, and they're all at 1,000-1. The Knicks are not at 1,000-1.
Oh, where's Bobo? Not Bobo.
Bobo.
Not Bobo. The dude from Memphis, I mean, the Magics, he's a big man that's going to be out there. You hate him.
Mo Bamba.
Mo Bamba.
I don't hate Mo Bamba.
You don't like his game.
I don't love him, you know, as a Knick. I don't think he'd be a great fit, but. You know.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Can you just answer the question? What do you think the Knicks' odds are to win a championship?
500-1.
No. Lower, Bob.
200-1?
A little bit lower, Bob.
195-1?
You're going to play prices right with me? 150-1.
$1.
150-1 to win the championship. Would you plunk your hard-earned money down on the Knicks at 150-1?
To make the playoffs?
No, to win the championship. Why are you laughing?
Nah,
it's not
man.
Funny. It's not Listen, funny, damn it.
Now we was going to be selling hope, man.
Yeah.
And hoping that Ivy would be there, but now I hear that
we got.
Getting,
listen, when it
tough.
Comes to that, Jaden Ivy and the draft. So I'm on the coverage of the ESPN Radio on the draft. I'm really excited about it. Looking forward to it. Be at Barclays Center for this
like
next Thursday night. And what's great about that, of course, is I think it's going to be a very busy night. A lot of stuff's going to go down. It could be exciting. And so next week, we're going to have a ton of NBA draft discussion to have with you with all the rumors and things we're hearing. And, yes, the Knicks very much prominent in that. In fact, a little bit later on this hour, Woj already has given us a little bit of insight on some things that could go down. So we'll get to that, of course. But we have your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You just heard all the odds there, right? You heard what I told you, what Vegas is seeing. A lot of those teams that I mentioned at the very top are all in the East, which is what makes it so difficult for the Boston Celtics to think they could be back. But however, it's not about the Celtics next year. You heard already Charles Barkley's criticism of Kevin Durant and how he got to win one for us to stop having this narrative. Well, what do we expect from the Brooklyn Nets? And are they that next team to be very petty and keep all receipts? And at this time next year, are they reminding all of us all the nasty things we had to say? We got your calls. We've got that discussion as well. But first, Bart's got to tell us about Grainger.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger's here for you, and they're always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, experienced staff, and curbside pickup at over 250 local branches. And you can get free access to product specialists ready to help you track down those hard-to-find items. Plus, Grainger's commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or Alan, just pull up. Stop by.
Just pull up.
Everything has been a learning experience. We wear everything that we learn this year is like a badge of honor that we kind of wear. We don't let it hang over our heads. We bounce back.
We know what it feels like to get to this point, like, you know, and getting here and not accomplishing it. It's tough. So, you know, you don't want to feel like this again, you know, but you want to get back here. So to answer your question, yeah, it's going to fuel us.
You
You know they're feeling it today. There's no doubt about that. The Celtics lose, and now, of course, questions about can they be back again? As they were up 2-1 in the series, and at one point you thought, wow, they have a shot at winning this championship. But then Steph Curry and the Warriors locked in, and this series ended quickly. 3 straight games, hold them under 100 points. Tatum frustrated, looking rough in those fourth quarters, and Steph Curry adding to his legacy. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Back to the calls we go with Sean in Austin. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. What's going on, fellas?
What's good?
I want to say happy Father's Day to y'all if you have kids.
Yes, thank you.
Same to you, bro, if you have them.
Just turn down the radio for me, Sean, real quick. I don't want to hear myself. Thank you.
Gotcha.
All right.
I don't see Boston going back to the NBA Finals like anytime soon. The East right now has a lot of young core teams and just one player away. And it's coming up off season. I feel like someone's going to make a move, and the domino effect's going to happen again. And plus, Milwaukee has Middleton coming back healthy, so – yep. I think Boston has a tough challenge coming up next year.
I mean, that's why you never take these chances for granted, Sean. Thanks for the call. As I mentioned, so Brooklyn, already that team that if Simmons is right and KD, got through a whole season and he's fine. He's averaging 30 a game. Kyrie has no excuses now. There's no vaccine. There's no booster. There's no nothing. He can play. So there's no reason he doesn't play 70-plus games next year. He barely played last year. How much rest do you need? Milwaukee, as you know, they were the defending champs. They looked great towards the end of the season. They lose to the Celtics in 7. They did not have Chris Middleton. That was a huge loss for them. The Heat were in the conference finals last year. They're always going to be there, pain in the ass that they are. And then there's the Sixers, Bart. They just traded for James Harden. Woj is telling us that they're probably going to give him an extension, a short one, but you know he's staying there. They're looking to make trades and bring in pieces to build around Joel Embiid. They're going to be going forward again. A lot of teams that you have to worry about just in the East alone if you are the Celtics. Let's and continue. Go ahead. No, too. What were you going to say?
And health, too, right?
Just because, well, that's like, another part of it, right?
You know, Jaylen Brown, Tatum, health, smart. You know, it's a lot of factors, man. When you're trying to run it back, man, you cannot take it for granted that everything's going to work out the way that you expect it to.
How are let's just, again, off of the Celtics for a minute, back to the Nets. How do you expect them to respond next year? All the things that I just said, they get even Joe Harris back, right? Like, they have no excuses when it comes to injuries or player availability or anything. Do you expect them to respond?
I do, and I expect them to double down and go all in because they know that, listen, they're in the golden era of when Kevin Durant is at the height of his powers before he starts to get weakened like Thanos. You know what I'm saying? They got to try – these next year or two, they got to try and run for it because it's already been 3 years.
Yeah.
It's already been 3 years, man. It's been excuse after excuse,
right,
and issue after issue. Mm-hmm. They need just a drama-free season.
Can they have one, though, with the people they have?
Man, they
you
got,
say
man.
You want drama-free, but yet, man, you've got two guys
they like
that for the last couple of years have been drama. In
they like a cast,
you know, in Ben Simmons and Kyrie Irving. They've been all about drama.
They look like the original cast of Real World with Puck and David and all those crazy people, man. They got some of every type of, character.
What if you took 3 basketball stars, put them in Brooklyn,
yeah,
and told them they had to play every day?
Every day?
Every day. What the hell? Nobody wants to play every day.
Hey, Ben, get out of here. No. Snowflake can stay.
Oh, that's the Chappelle one, man. That was so wrong. Let's take AC in New Jersey. AC, what's up, man?
Good afternoon. I have a 2 question, and thank you so much for taking my call. Mm-hmm. My first question is, do you guys see Kyrie Irving and Jimmy Butler possibly teaming up together in Miami Heat? And my number 2 question is, since it's, I have 2 questions. Can I ask my next question?
All right, I'm going to answer your first one in saying, do you think Kyrie Irving – I'll answer your question with a question. Does Kyrie Irving fit the Miami Heat culture
defense,
by any means whatsoever?
Commitment.
Okay, we answered that question. Next question, AC.
Did you guys ever try missionary position?
What's that? What?
What are you talking about?
Give it a try.
What? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, That's corny, man.
Yeah, wacky D.
Like that.
Give him the gas face.
Like, it's one thing if you're trying to, like, say something funny on the air, like, get us, like, caught off. That's one where it's like, man, that's mad corny. Like, that's not even funny.
Well, yeah, wacky dumb. G.
Yeah. If you're gonna try to be funny on our show, like, at least, like, say something we're both going to at least laugh.
Coy,
we'll all get in trouble together because we laughed. But that's dumb.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, William in Indiana, help us out, man. How are you doing?
Pretty good, you?
Good.
What do you got for us, buddy?
I was watching the game last night against the Stephen Curry and everything, and I really think they did a really good job. I was watching it while I was at work because I worked second shift for security, so
you're
late. I was sitting there watching that last night.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Steph Curry is one of the all-time greats? Was that one of the best performances that you've seen? Have you been watching the entire series?
The entire series, and he's done a wonderful job. You know, he gets better and better every year. You know, with, like, you know, if he doesn't do good that year, he does better the next year.
It's amazing when you think about where he is physically. You know, and thanks for the call, William. Where he is physically—that's what I keep saying, Bart.
Yeah, I mean
he came in the league. You look at the picture of him when he first came in the league, and he looks like a little kid. Physically, not even just his face. He always had the baby face.
You remember that commercial yesterday with the suits? They had him and Luka and all that stuff, and talking about the draft tees.
Listen, I have his that
tie,
picture of
his
him.
Tie couldn't even, like,
when the collar's too big.
His collar's too big, and his neck was too small.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, Bart, you ever try a missionary?
Huh?
I still can't figure that one out. Like, what was the motivation behind that? That's what I want to know. Was that, like, you think there's somebody next to him going, ask him that?
Yeah, that was awkward.
Like, not even awkward. It wasn't even awkward. It was more like even if you were, like, in a public setting and somebody said it to you, look at him like, what? Like that. Yeah, that was an epic fail.
Man, bro, I was like, bro, that wasn't even remotely funny.
Right. He got his, like, 3 seconds of fame.
At least be funny. No, but I'm saying at least be funny. Like, if you think we could get offended, Bart, it takes a lot for you and I to be offended by something, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know me. Like, it takes a lot to say something where I'm like, oh.
If it was something funny, I would have said, oh, yeah, last night.
That's what I mean. Like, if you gave me something, we could have played with it, but
your setup and delivery was wacky.
Like, I could probably give you time and place. Like, oh, I was about 19.
Hey, guys.
I was in this dorm. No, what? Anyways.
It was a cold, balmy night.
Instead, like, what do you think we do? Oh, my God. Oh, that is disgusting. You got the wrong show. 888-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. We'll continue with your calls, as corny as some of them might be. But also, Woj had a little nugget before the game last night about the NBA draft, that if you're the Sacramento Kings and if you're the New York Knicks – it's a very interesting one. If you're a Knicks fan, you're going to want to hear it. We'll play it for you next and discuss as well. It is Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Get back to your calls here in a moment. Want to let you know about the Dollar Shave Club, which has six-blade razor, and it brings noticeably smooth shave with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal, Bart Scott. And a
swift.
Yes, and a lubricating
phrasing. Grip.
Yes, it keeps things smooth. We do.
Hey, phrasing.
Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at DollarShaveClub.com or in stores if you want to get real smooth.
So we're just done with phrasing, right?
Yes.
That's not a thing anymore.
Listen, when it has a lubricating strip, anything is possible. I realize I don't have the audio on my page, guys. But I do know that somewhere we have Woj in the pregame last night giving us a little, some NBA trade nuggets, some rumors, some discussion about the fourth overall pick. So do you guys have that in the studio, in the control room? Do we have that? It's not on my page, but I did want to play it. I know Renee was going to have that available.
It is. Harry is efforting that as we speak.
Harry is efforting? Okay.
Hey,
so
while we figure that out,
okay. Until Harry gets it done.
So as we're delaying that, did you guys see like the little meme of Otto Porter talking
about him and
Will Chamberlain? Is Will Chamberlain?
See, I thought
daddy?
Otto Porter looked more like if like Lionel Richie played basketball
like,
today.
Yo, I didn't realize that he looked just like
really
Will too.
Is amazing. Yeah.
I was like, oh snap, that might
did
be.
Did you speaking of Will? Did you also see the meme of Jason Tatum holding up the 100? But it was for the turnovers.
Yeah.
See, it gets mean out here, right?
But that's all gonna make them better, man.
I guess it will. It gets mean
maybe.
Out here. So who's the next superstar that we'll be making fun of years from now? Maybe for something like this, you find out in the draft. The draft is next week, starting on Thursday. We'll have the full coverage on ESPN Radio. I am honored to be part of the coverage there of the draft at the Barclays Center. So I'm really looking forward to that. But as I mentioned. In the pregame of last night's NBA Finals game, in NBA Countdown, Adrian Wojnarowski had some very interesting draft news regarding the number 4 overall pick with the Sacramento Kings and a certain player from Purdue, a point guard named Jaden Ivey, who a lot of people are
my teammate's son
trying to move up to get. So take a listen to what Woj had to say. Play it, Harry.
That number 4 pick that the Sacramento Kings hold, it's very much in play. There are a lot of teams trying to get deals done with Sacramento so they can move up to select Jaden Ivey. That's teams close to them in the lottery. Detroit, Indiana, who are 5 and 6. The New York Knicks at 11. Washington Wizards at number 10. And even some teams outside of the lottery. Listen, Sacramento's asking price is going to be significant. Get to move in there. I think they see this as essentially a 4-player draft. There's a drop-off after 4. Monty McNair, their GM, you can expect him to be on the phones in this next week as we get closer to Thursday's draft. And if they're going to move that pick, I think they expect they're going to get a lot in return.
So, Bart, I'll tell you what. From a Knick perspective, there's not much I wouldn't give for this pick.
You got no chance.
Why do you say that? Hang on a second. I'll give you all the reasons why there is a chance. It all depends on how much they're willing to give.
You coming up from 11th?
You're giving 11. You're giving Dallas's first from next year as well. So they're getting two firsts. This year you swap. Next year they get a first. Then you have, I mean, anyone other than R.J. Barrett, I'm willing to part with.
Bro, you got.
You understand. You put him and R.J. together, you've got a backcourt of the future.
I understand all that. But you got to understand that. I mean, you might even have to try and jump to third and promise the team that you're switching with. But if the Pistons want him at fifth, Sacramento's only moving down one spot.
How many point guards are you going to draft, Bart?
Then why are the Pistons – listen, Killian Hayes didn't work out.
Killian Hayes did not work out. You have Cade Cunningham, and he needs the ball in his hands.
Hey, bro.
How many point guards are you going to draft?
His dad's from Detroit.
Okay.
His grandfather played for the Lions,
Are you telling me you know something?
I'm just telling you.
Are you telling me you know something?
I'm just telling you, man. Like,
unbreak my heart, please.
If you hear the Pistons and you're Sacramento, you can get everything you want and move back. Mm. You can have Jeremy Grant. Remember, they did a deal last year with Buddy Hill.
Why would the Kings want Jeremy Grant when they're sort of going through a bit of a rebuild? They just traded for Sabonis, right?
Yep.
And he's basically their four. They've got to figure out Rashawn Holmes. Are they going to pay him to keep him to play center? You just told De'Aaron Fox you're our guy because he moved on from Tyrese Halliburton. They got the kid from Baylor. I always forget his name. That they drafted last year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
Stewart. I mean, but what I'm saying is if the Pistons at five and you can get everything you want, I'm sure they got first-round draft picks galore.
Are you just doing this because it's a whole Pistons thing?
No, I'm just doing it. I'm doing that because they're five.
Bigfoot me out of the possibility of getting a point guard finally in the draft. Finally getting a point guard.
Okay. What can the Knicks give?
I just told you.
You paint the picture.
Swap the 11. You also have the first. Dallas's first next year. That is, I believe, not fully protected. I think there's a slight protection on it. And then you've got a bunch of younger players on your roster, and I'd say anyone but RJ. Who do you want? That's how much I believe in this. As I love a lot of the guys on this team, it's just...
That's a great point. Who would they want?
Obi Toppin,
really?
Yeah. You're getting two first-round picks.
No, nobody wants Obi Toppin.
How dare you?
Still's like 27. Listen, I like
he's
him.
He's not 27.
26?
Maybe 25. No,
you know what I'm saying?
He's 25. I'm kidding.
You know what I'm saying? This dude's older than Jason Tatum.
Almost.
By a lot.
They're about the same age.
You know what I'm saying? They're the same draft class.
Just stop. Do you want Kevin Knox? Oh, wait. They already traded.
that's the problem,
what about
man.
Neal Akiny's been gone, too.
See, that's the problem, man. Like, I don't know if they have any young talent. Usually, people want picks and young talent.
Quickly.
But they just got rid of Halliburton.
Yeah, but you still need a guard off the bench that can score.
They just got rid of Halliburton.
Julius Randle.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
That'll work. He's like, a bonus. That'll never work. Never mind.
Who's the most likely?
I'm starting with the picks, and I'm going from there. What you do is you say to them, I've got picks. What do you want? What would you want? And then you wait and hear their response. If they say we want nothing from you, then you're screwed. But if they say, you know, I like the picks. Give me this guy and this guy. All right, let's do it.
Well,
let's do it. Like Mitchell Robinson, and then they let Rashawn Holmes walk. Maybe they do that. I don't know. You can't package though a sign and trade in a deal like this. You can't do that.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, to me, if you're the Knicks and there's a possibility to make a deal. The only thing that stops me from making the deal is that I have to give up R.J. Barrett in the deal. I'm not doing that. So if I can keep Barrett and get that four pick, there's very little I would say no to. Very little. I wonder what everybody thinks about that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will continue with your calls. It is Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Bart, there's a certain feeling you have about teams as you watch them over a year, and I know you're going to cut me off, not let me finish the sentence, so I'm going to say it really fast. What we saw last night, the Yankees are at that point where you just expect moments like the Rizzo walk-off. They just have a vibe. Like, you, it's 1-1, and I know I got the NBA Finals on, and I flip over. I'm like, all right, we're in ninth inning. Let me see what's going on here. Who's up? Oh, Judge Stanton and Rizzo, or Judge Rizzo and Stanton? Yeah, I'm going to tune into this. And I'm like, something's going to happen. I can feel it. You just have a vibe now. You just feel it. Judge flies out. Rizzo comes up. Two pitches later, gone. Walk off. See ya, as Michael Kay would say. And they, I think that's, what was that, eighth walk-off now of the, already? I mean, they're on a roll. And I understand this, the feeling that you have right here, because it's so early, still relatively early in the season, is can we bottle this? Because I think the best way to describe the angst of fans of teams that have starts like this, where you're 31 games over 500, I mean, you are just in an insane run right now, is you'd rather have this as a finish to your season, right? Like, I think that's the angst. The angst is, this is a really fun time, but I wish it was October. Because I know we're going to hit a low. We're going to hit a pit. And that's going to be hard to get through, and you're going to wish that you had these days. Does that make sense? Like, did you ever experience that, like, the first 3 weeks of a season, where you're like, we're the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, peaking
but
too
if
early.
Only we were playing like this, and it was December.
Yeah, peaking too early. Like, yeah. We see teams peak too early all the time, and they run out of gas.
That's the part that I'm certainly afraid of. Let's go to Mark in Brooklyn. Mark, what's happening, man?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
You get what I'm saying there, Mark?
Oh, without a doubt. First of all, I want to say I love your show. I've been listening to you. You actually won tickets with you back on Han Solo to the Solo
nice.
Premiere.
There you go.
Which was really fun. So thanks for that. I wanted to say a stat that's really intriguing to me about the Yankees is – they're the only team in the whole league that hasn't given up 200 runs yet. They have 184 right now. The next closest is the Dodgers with 204.
It's been their pitching.
And they've scored the second most runs in the league, only behind the Mets.
Look at their run differential. Behind the Mets. Yeah.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
Mark. Thanks for that. Yeah, the run differential has been the fun part. But as I said, if only you could bottle this and bring it in October. We're back in 10 seconds.
I just love how conveniently, whenever somebody says something good about the Mets, you hang up on them.
I know. T, don't you start feeding that. We were going to break.
Were we?
I had no choice.
Or did you speed up the break?
I don't speed up the break. I have no control over the break.
That was a fast 10. 10, 9, 8, 5, 4, 4. Like,
I did it.
Blame Renee.
The hater.
Blame Renny Canelo.
They ain't no hating around here. You're the hater.
Renny Canelo.
Lactose.
That's all his fault.
Lactose. I'm gonna put some D milk in your drink. Yeah, Lactavius. I'm gonna put some D milk in your coffee.
Good thing. Just give me a milkshake, bro. That's it. It's over. Just give me a milkshake.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you one. Just wait. Wait soon as McDonald's ice cream machine working again. I'm gonna get you.
Oh man, did they take away your famous when you said double D batteries? They took that off my page.
I'm just telling you. You know who had double D batteries yesterday?
Oh, don't. Please don't.
Edwin Diaz. You want to talk about?
What? I don't know.
Oh, we're a team that he hit a walk off. That means y'all was tired of losing. Diaz, they were winning and he secured it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come out there.
By the way, the caller who brought up, Mark brought up the run, the fact that the Yankees have still haven't given up 200 runs yet and they've scored over 300 runs.
Second to who?
Never mind. Do you understand the run differential is plus 131?
Good job. Last I checked.
Plus 131. You act like that's like no big deal.
Last I checked, it was a win is a win. Do they count for 1.5 wins?
It means something. It means something.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean? Oh,
what about, listen.
The fact that they're winning easy, the Dodgers are second at plus 111.
When Diaz came here from Seattle.
You're going to keep
going with Diaz. We were coursing, and he struggled with the market.
It's going to be a long summer.
But, man, you talk about a dude that has accepted and embraced being here in New York. Was that not a New York moment? But goes out there.
You mean Rizzo's walk-off? It was. I mean, the ball wasn't even out of the park, and all of a sudden it starts spreading the news.
Listen, what's more climactic? What's more climactic?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you look at it, is it like okay, a home run, or is it like going in there in a swing and a miss?
Oh, don't
one of the best baseball players in the game.
You're underselling it. It was a walk off home run. It was a walk off home run.
You gotta be kidding me? What's more exciting? Yeah, how about
after the manager walks out there, what do you want to do?
See ya.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Frank Sinatra's playing, and Rizzo hasn't even gone around third base yet. And Sinatra's already into, like, the third line of the song.
Okay. What's better? Like, what's his name? What's his name? Nelson. Nelson.
Part of it.
What's Nelson when he does a strikeout on you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You know the movie I'm talking about.
No, I
don't. You just stop it with OJ in it.
No.
You know what I'm talking about. When he goes, right? Yo, man, Diaz.
Enrico,
you know
Palazzo? You mean Enrico,
you know
Palazzo?
No, yeah. I'm talking about when Diaz went out there say, hey, man, you want to walk him? Hell no. Night.
I'll tell you what.
You win night.
We are at that point of the show. This has been Effing Friday. It's been a wild one because we've been
all day
talking about the Warriors winning a championship. The end of the NBA season. We've got still more to get. As you can tell, this baseball season between Bart and I is going to be ugly. Like, it's going to be bad. We're going to be doing this. We're going to be brawling pretty much throughout the summer. I think you and I have to go to one of the Subway Series games.
Oh.
Just so we could go together and then just rip on each other the whole time.
Listen, we can sit next to each other. I'm not going to sit in the same row. You sit in the row either above me or below me.
I just, like, because I know it's going to be, like, it's going to get ridiculous. There'll be points where stuff like that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But meanwhile, we have a weekend, and we have stuff to look forward to, including Father's Day, Juneteenth, my birthday as well. So, Bart, how about we get into a little can't wait?
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Can't wait.
Do we have some promotion?
I guess we don't.
Can't wait.
There it is. Well, all right. We'll just do that instead. I thought we had, we would usually roll in like this whole thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
instead, I'll just say, can't wait is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Bar, what is it that you can't wait to see this weekend?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. ESPN keeping that momentum going, man. You just had a tremendous Game 6 yesterday, and it just keeps on going.
ABC,
now we're going to go with Game 2 of the Colorado Avalanche.
Stanley
versus
Cup Final.
The Tampa Bay Steve Eiserman-less Lightning. Let's see if they can respond like champions always do. Like Rudy T always says, never underestimate the heart of a champion. I tell you what, but those Avalanche look real, real hungry. I can't wait to see with Game 2. Can top Game 1 overtime? 3-1 in the first period?
No, definitely.
Only to be tied up in the second period?
Could be a fun series.
I can't wait to see it. There's no boxing going on this week.
All right. What else? What about Father's Day? Can't wait to do nothing. All you dads out there.
Unfortunately.
When they say, what do you want to do on Father's Day? I want to do nothing.
Every dad's out there like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to be drug out to Applebee's and have to get the father special and get indigestion with these baby back ribs. You know what I'm saying? That's cooked on a grill
God
and not cooked with real charcoal and real hickory
smoke.
Have a
great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.